Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
Growing in Grace, the podcast at growingingrace.org and on your favorite podcasting apps. And speaking of apps, but you know, Cap, before we start, by the way, I'm Joel Brzezicki and Mike Kapler is with me. And just to give you, the listener, an idea of the deep spiritual state that we are in. Just before, you know, recording this podcast, we were talking, you know, going back and forth with each other on what we were going to talk about here. And we ended up in a 15 to 20 minute, deep discussion on fast food apps. And like the McDonald's app and Wendy's app and Arby's and Subway and using Google Pay and all of that. And I mean, it was fascinating stuff. I mean, if we would have just recorded that, we could have given our listeners a lot of good information. That's how deep we get. That's how deep we are.
There's some good deals on there. I had one where I got a fish sandwich and had like seven baskets left over.
Yeah. I hope you didn't put all your sandwiches in one basket.
So, yeah, there's good deals out there, you know, at different restaurants. They don't necessarily have to be the quick service kind.
Yeah.
Some are better than others. I guess that was the point I was making with you, some offered better deals.
Some offer better deals. And that is something that I have had to change my thinking on as time has gone by. I repented. Because I have, like early on with computers, I've always been big with computers and with technology. And then as time has gone on, I found myself falling a little bit behind. I used to think I was kind of on the cutting edge. Now I'm falling behind. And so when it came to all these apps and using, even when I first, years ago, made my first purchase online, I resisted for a long time. Now it just seems like it's so commonplace. And then all these apps for the fast food places, I resisted that for a long time. Now I'm finding, man, it's just so easy to use that. And you make your payment and you make your order and all that stuff instead of going in and waiting in line and all that stuff. So I've had to repent of my old way of thinking. And that is what we're going to talk about today on the Growing in Grace podcast. We're going to talk about how you, the listener, you need to repent of all your sins and then you can be saved. I think that's right. No, that's not right. We have to change our thinking on the meaning of the word repent and repentance. So we'll do that today.
You know, turning from sin, of course, is always a good thing. Sin is not good. You know, you've listened to us hopefully for the last 19 years or so, and you've never heard us encourage people to go out and do whatever they want that isn't necessarily going to be beneficial for anyone. There's a reason why, you know, the world is in such a mess. Mm-hmm. And it started with sin. And so it's never a good thing. It's always good to try to avoid it and go a different direction. But we were talking last week about interpreting context and that sort of thing when you're reading the Bible. Well, if you think that to repent or that repentance is to stop sinning and start getting all the bad stuff out of your life and start doing good stuff, religious stuff. If you think that's what repentance is, then you start reading all these different Bible verses and passages and you're interpreting some of what you're reading or hearing, you're interpreting that based upon that mindset or that assumption that is how repentance is defined. When repentance, I'll let Joel get into this a little bit more, but repentance is really just having a change of mind. I mean, that's literally what it means. It doesn't mean to stop sinning. And having said that, again, I want to reiterate that is always a good thing to do as a believer in Christ, especially because that's just not really who you are. You're not identified as a sinner. You're the righteousness of God, And it's always going to be beneficial for us and those around us to work on behaving in a way that, that reflects who we already are. But having said that, I had something pulled up here. I'm going to see if I can get to it here real quick. Matthew 3, John the Baptist, he came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and he was saying, repent, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And then he goes on. It comes down here a couple of verses later. He's out there in the Jordan, right? That's another thing. People out there baptizing with just a few sprinkles here and there. You get your hand wet and just splash it at somebody. really, John wasn't standing out in the Jordan River sprinkling people.
Or with the squirt
a little
gun.
Common sense here. I don't want to make that a big deal, but I just wanted to mention it because I know people love to argue about that stuff. Well, should we dip people? Should we sprinkle people? Well, John was in a river. Put two and two together here, but all Jerusalem and Judea in that area, that region around the Jordan, they went out to see him. And many of them were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Now, I find that interesting because, again, the New Testament is not necessarily at all the New Covenant, right? This is early in the book of Matthew, Matthew 3 here. They're confessing their sins and getting baptized. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees also came to the baptism. So I find that interesting, too. I'm just throwing this in there as a side note as we get back into repentance here, because this was not something new. The Pharisees were showing up for it. This was part of a cleansing ritual that was not uncommon under those who were in the Old Testament or under the law. And Jesus said something similar as well. He basically said the same thing. Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The time has come. Believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel, the words of Jesus. What does that mean, repent? He's talking to Jewish people here, right? I mean, that's who he was ministering to. And that's what he said, repent and believe the gospel. So what did he mean exactly by that, Joel, just based on what we were talking about with what repent means?
Well, you know, it's a good question because I think the problem that we have is that in English, and I've always wondered about this, but I've never really looked into it, like in other languages, you know, the Bible, of course, has been translated into other languages. Do they have a different word for repent and repentance? So, for example, what I'm getting at is that in English, the word repent in English means to change your behavior, to turn from one way of behaving to another way. Repentance, you know, it means that. But in the language that Jesus was speaking, and in the manuscripts that the Bible came to us in the original language, the words were
metanoia.
Metanoia. That's Strong's 3341. That's the noun for repentance. And then you have the verb
metanoeo.
Metanoeo for repent. And those words do not have to do with behavior. The verb repent means to think differently or afterwards. You hear that? To think differently. It doesn't say to behave differently. It means to think differently or afterwards. That is to reconsider. And then the word that is the noun, repentance as a noun, it means a change of mind. So it's all of this has to do with the way you think, having a change of mind. So when Jesus says repent and believe the gospel, when John the Baptist is saying repent, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent. So what is the gospel? So we've talked about that a lot on the podcast. The gospel, it's the good news of salvation that is by grace through faith, apart from works, apart from what you do. So if repent means to change your behavior, then that's not the gospel. That's not the gospel. So repent and believe the gospel. Jesus is saying in the original language, change your mind. And what were they to change their minds about? Well, a lot of people were pursuing righteousness according to the law, according to how they lived. And so this is kind of the opposite of changing your behavior, you know, when you believe the gospel. It's stop taking into account your behavior and believe the gospel instead. Believe the good news instead. Change your thinking. You used to think one way, and now I'm asking you to believe the gospel, the good news. Salvation has come. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And notice that it says the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It doesn't say you're heading toward the kingdom of heaven. It says it's here. The kingdom of heaven is here, because it's the kingdom of heaven in this case is something that came in, that's in us, something that came to be within us. And we can talk about that sometime too, but the point that we're trying to make here is that to repent means to change your thinking and to believe the good news of the gospel.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. Again, remember Jesus, it was a Mark chapter 1 that I was trying to find before when he said, repent and believe the gospel. So people will sometimes say, well, you know, when you repent, that's going to lead to a change of action, a change of behavior. But that's not the true definition of what repentance is. So it's often assumed, for example, that a change of mind will lead to a change of action. And again, while that's not the purest definition of the word repentance, the change of mind that does occur, that Jesus was calling for, again, talking to Jewish people who were struggling to keep the law and to try to do it right, to try to live in a way that the law told them to, even though they were constantly failing. So true repentance, the good news is you're going to stop putting a halt, or you're going to start halting, trying to improve your position with God based on your own efforts, mm-hmm. and begin to trust in what God did through Jesus on your behalf. So it's not so much about trying to turn from wicked works, which is beneficial and profitable, but rather repentance is withdrawing from trying to earn your favor with God through dead works while trusting in a work of faith that Christ performed on our behalf. Just this little tweak in the way that you're thinking about repentance can change everything and make the gospel so much more enjoyable in your life instead of some of the religious stuff that we've been brought up on.
Yeah. Now, here's something I just looked at in Acts 19. It happened right at the beginning of the chapter, and it happened while Apollos was at Corinth, and Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding his disciples, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to them, "We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." And he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" And so they said to him, "Into John's baptism." And then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus." And I don't want to get into that whole thing because that could open up a whole another can of worms, what else is said here. And that's interesting. I don't mean to ignore it. But the point here about the word, since we're talking about repentance, "John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." So you can see that repentance here didn't have to do with them changing their behavior. See, the people were already trying, a lot of these people were already trying to change their lives, to keep the law, to be good, so to speak. And so this the baptism of repentance, again, focusing on the word repentance, has to do with changing your mind and believing the truth as opposed to what they had formerly been believing. So that's, when you see the word repent and believe the gospel, when you hear that phrase, that is what Jesus was talking about. That's what's going on here. Like you said, Cap, it's good to change behavior. There are some things that we do as human beings that we really could do without. And there are some things, Paul said that good deeds are beneficial. It's beneficial that we turn away from sin and stop doing some things and start doing other things. And that's a good thing. Never let it be said that we are saying that you should just keep on sinning or that you shouldn't do good. We're never saying that, and that's not what that's not what Jesus said, that's not what John said, that's not what Paul said, that's not the message of the gospel, that since you're saved by grace through faith, apart from works, that you just might as well just go out and do bad things, because bad things are not beneficial, good things are beneficial. But in order to be saved, the repentance is talking about the change of mind, a change in what you think, and changing it to believing the gospel, the good news. And something to think about for next week, some homework. Just kidding. But if repentance really did mean to change your behavior or to turn from sin, if it really did mean that, then how would a person know if they've repented enough to be saved? So we'll talk about that next week right here on Growing in Grace.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brzezicki, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.